It was almost real life we were living, but not really. It was just waiting, and I didn't know if I was a brother or not. I got up in the middle of the night one time. The floor numbed my feet as I padded down to the bathroom. The whole world seemed asleep, so I jumped back when the bathroom light hit me. It was Dad, sitting on the rim of the bathtub, holding a hot towel to his bad arm and his aching shoulder. He didn't hear me coming or something. He jumped, and the hot towel came away from his shoulder. His eyes widened. "I thought you were Bill," he said. I stood there. How could he? "You're going to be taller than he is." Is. Not was. Is. Is. And all I wanted to ask Dad was, will he come back? Because when you're a kid, your dad knows everything and can hear a Halloweener a mile off behind a building. Except I wasn't a kid, quite. "Dad, how did that happen?" I pointed at his bad arm and the shoulder the Army'd had to put back together. I broke the rule because you weren't supposed to mention his war. "When I made sergeant, I was a courier," he said. "In France, the roads were blacked out and bad. I drove my motorcycle into a bomb crater, tore my shoulder loose, bunged up my arm. They sent me home and I lived. I was in the veterans hospital till right into 1919. Then I had to kick the morphine they'd given me for the pain. So, that was my war." And more than I'd ever heard. "Did you hate it?" "Every minute. And it wasn't the mud or the cold or even the eats." I waited. "It was what people do to each other." I was trying to put it together in my mind. So, when Bill went to this war, I thought my war meant he wouldn't have to fight. I thought I'd failed him. Then the terrible thing happened. Tears started out of my dad's eyes. My dad was crying. I didn't know what to do. I leaned over a little, being that tall now. "Be Dad," I said. "Be Dad." He straightened up, swiped his eyes with the back of his hand. "That I will always be," he said. "But I can't be Bill," I said, almost a wail. He grabbed my shoulders. "You don't have to be. We'll get Bill back."